Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. To begin, are you a registered voter in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you very much. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
It is.
Thank you. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Knowing this, would you support or oppose a law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yes, I support that.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a look safe?
A locked safe for all
yes.
firearms?
Yes.
Now that's, I think there's other ways of securing firearms that they don't need to be in that locked safe.
So in this case, would you support or oppose it?
I guess I'd oppose that.
What about a locked container or a case?
If they're not in use, they should be in a locked container for a case.
Okay. And in this case, is it support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. And what about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yes, I support that.
Thank you. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Not necessarily a key lock. Hmm? It could be password protected.
So in this case, for the key lock, is it support or oppose?
I oppose.
What about a combination lock?
I support.
A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
No, I don't support.
So between support and oppose?
Pardon me?
Between support and oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device such as a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I don't support.
So in this case, we just want to know if you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded.
Oh, it
do you think it should or should not?
It should not.
Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure?
Yes, it is secure.
If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes, I support.
Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
read that one more time, please.
Okay. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I don't support that.
So between support and oppose?
Pardon me?
Between support and oppose?
I oppose.
Thank you. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me.
It is
a few more questions. We're about to be finished. I will call you back.